Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy protesters in Khartoum and other towns across Sudan took to the streets Sunday to mark the three-year anniversary of the December Revolution and to show their strong opposition to the October military takeover. Security forces used tear gas to hold back the crowds. The protesters chanted slogans such as, "The people are stronger and retreat is impossible." They demanded a return to a full democratic civilian rule in Sudan. Thousands of protesters in Khartoum crowded into different streets leading to the presidential palace as police fired live ammunition and sprayed tear gas to prevent the crowds from accessing the palace. Despite the use of excessive force, protesters arrived at the southern gate of the palace and began a sit-in, but security forces quickly dispersed the protesters. According to the Sudanese Doctors' Central Committee, 28-year-old Muhammad Majzoub Muhammad was shot in the chest during the incident. A statement issued by the doctors indicates that 123 other protesters were injured, most of them by tear gas. Protester and Sudanese youth activist Muhammad Shukur says despite the use of force, protesters will continue to resist and demand a full civilian-led government in Sudan. He says citizens will not allow the military led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan to rule Sudan again because the 30 years of autocratic rule under President Omar al-Bashir were what he calls the worst experience in the history of Sudan's government.
We believe that the revolution has been stolen, and instead of us commemorating something unfinished, we were supporting that revolution, and they are revolting again to actually overthrow al-Burhan and the military regime that now is taking over the government, because by now it's supposed to be a civilian government, because the military have already finished their term and they're supposed to hand over, but they did not hand over the government.
Sudanese military and civilian forces agreed to a power-sharing government in August 2019. Under the agreement, a military component was to lead the country for 21 months, followed by a civilian component for 18 months, paving the way to a national election. Shukur says he believes one of the motives of the military takeover on October 25th is to block the civilian component from leading Sudan's sovereign council. He says Sudanese no longer trust the military and the political parties because they have failed the people and are fighting over positions and are only interested in their own personal interests.
Sudanese people don't believe in political parties. They believe in independent and technocrat. So if tomorrow they gave them the government, you don't expect political parties will be involved, but the people will choose the independent professional and technocrat who are not signing for any party.
Some Sudanese political party leaders have been calling for an early election to put an end to the political crisis. Shukur says an early election is not realistic because the parties are not ready and the IDPs and refugees have not returned home. He says pro-democracy demonstrations will continue until a full democratic civilian rule is realized in Sudan.
Sudan is going to the right track. Despite the divisions, despite the ups and downs, we are going to the right track because the yesterday protest, it's actually a clear message that Sudanese people will not give up if they don't have a complete civilian government.
On October 25th, General al-Burhan suspended the cabinet and detained several civilian leaders, including Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok. Al-Burhan accused them of playing a negative role in what should have been a smooth transition of government in Sudan. Hamdok was reinstated to his position after reaching a political agreement on November 21st with the country's military leaders, which allowed for the release of all political detainees. Sunday's protest is the latest in a series of protests staged by pro-democracy demonstrators against that agreement. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.